This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Geez. So Fungus came into the studio, and I thought, you know, we'll make it a special day for Fungus. And Fungus is the cat. And we adopted this cat. The tire guy in town called me up and said, remember that cat that you got from us the last time? The one that was going to get run over if you didn't take him? Well, we got another one. And he's going to get run over if you don't take him. So this guy is a Maine Coon, and he's absolutely horrible. He is, well, they say when you have a smart cat, they get into a lot of trouble. This guy was just climbing. We have casement windows. Those are the kind you crank, and they are hinged on the side. And so they're really tall, maybe 5 feet tall in the studio. And this cat was climbing up the screen on the inside. I thought, that's really not so good. So I had to send Fungus on to bother somebody else. And I just asked him to leave the studio. I was going to teach him how to fly, but I thought I'll just... I would just ask him to leave. So that was at the beginning of the broadcast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. And I want to thank Michael Shimizu and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick sent me an email and forwarded me a number from Michael Shimizu saying that there is a telephone listen line that works, but it's only live. You can't listen to it whenever you want. It works live. I'll give you the number right now. 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. And I just tested it, and it works. So thank you very much, Global Star. Those are the guys who... they pick up this feed and put us on the satellite just because they like us. Thank you so much, Global Star. With us this morning for hour number one is Kurt Wilson. And that's Kurt with a K, Wilson with a W, Survival Enterprises, SE1, the number one, .us. Welcome, Kurt.
Welcome, welcome. I heard you talking about fungus. I happen to have Felix, my wild cat, sitting here next to me, crashed out on his special pad on his chair. So he's my studio Felix. Cat. Yeah, Felix. Felix the cat.
Yeah. Does he do... really? Okay, so he's black and white?
He's a duplicate. Yeah. Tuxedo. That's what it's called.
A tuxedo, yeah. Yeah, tuxedo cats are black and white. We got a bunch of cats here, and they all have jobs, except the tuxedo cat doesn't think she needs to work as hard as we think she needs to work. But, yeah, they all have jobs, and they're all tax deductions, class. So if you decide that you're going to start your business before the end of the year, you can be in business for 2019, and it's really difficult. You're going to have to repeat these words. I'm in business. And there you go. You're now in business.
That's so simple.
I suggest you do that.
I was 6 years old.
Yeah. Well, I got a late start. You know, you get better. I was thinking about this today. I was in the shower and I was thinking, Kurt Wilson gets better deals than I do. Kurt Wilson gets a jump on everything I do. So I'm Kurt's younger brother. And I'm Kyle's younger brother too, because Kyle gets great deals. And I I was thinking about, why is that? Why is that in Missouri, where we live, there people don't get rid of things that are really nice because they never had things that were really nice, for the most part. I think that what they did was they went to St. Louis. They came from, you know, the ones who moved west, went to St. Louis, the jumping off point, the gateway to the west, and they took everything with them. So they didn't leave it here in Missouri, or they didn't take it west to St. Louis. That's why there's not much here in terms of really cool old things. So I'm talking about lathes and old quality, heavy cast iron items. Not much of that around here.
Yeah, no, you'll find all those up in New York West.
Yeah.
When I get almost every yard sale I go to, I find that people are selling. They got a half a dozen cast iron pans they're selling.
Yeah.
So and all the mills, of course, have been closed down up here to celebrate diversity. So we don't really have any mills, and all of that equipment has been sold and it's out there in the market now. And we're talking, you know what I'm talking about, when a giant mill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cut up a tree that's 6 foot in diameter. Yeah, mm-hmm. All of that equipment is floating around out there.
And eventually it'll probably end up in South America or third world country in Asia, where they'll make really good use of it, and then they'll sell products back to us.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Since you mentioned banking. Poor Rich Sheeven comes on the air with me, and the first thing out of my, he hasn't said a word yet, and I'll say, since you mentioned cars, since you mentioned banking, Mrs. Finelli came into the studio this morning before we started, and she said, now remember, these guys are still charging us, you know, this monthly fee, and so after the broadcast, you know, call them up and you know, tell them, look, you know, we have told you over and over and over, stop charging this automatic fee. And that's a real problem, class. So if you decide that you're going to sign up for one of these great deals where you get, you know, introductory pricing and then, you know, the price changes later on and you decide you don't want it anymore, it's really hard to shut that down. So I've been calling and calling, and I just can't get these guys to stop. Oh, yes, Mr. Finn. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, we'll give you credit. Yep. And they forget. Well, so I said to her, tell you what, why don't you call during the broadcast? You can call them. She said, no, they want to talk to you. I said, well, tell them you're me. Tell them your name is Vincent Finelli. And she said, what, and celebrate Transgender Day? and that's the truth of the matter. We are at that point. We got a guy that's running for president who's a homo. We've got another guy who wants to steal our guns, Michael Bloomberg. He's funded...
Well, no, yeah. Y'all want to
say okay, so I wanted to ask you this, Kurt Wilson, and you don't have to answer if you don't want. But here's how I feel about this. Let me know if you're in the same camp, on the same page. So there are people who used to come to our house, and they would identify as the Democrats, and you know, they, when Barry was in charge, and. And I objected to that. So once they identified as Democrats, I saw them as people who want to spend money that they're stealing from my wallet. Okay? So they want to be involved in the disbursement of my money without my approval or agreement. And now we have people who are card-carrying Democrats who support the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party, as far as I can tell, is the pro-homo and the pro-gun confiscation and the pro-gun ban and the magazine ban, you know, for guns and shotguns and certain grips and all that. Okay, they want to disarm us. So I now am and have been for quite a while now someone who says, if you're a Democrat, you are not my friend, because you're with the people who want to steal from me and remove my ability to defend myself. So we're no longer friends. How do you feel about that?
On my store, on the window out front, there's a big sign. It says, snowflakes not allowed. That's one window. On the main door, which has my hours of operation, underneath those is a sign that says politically incorrect done here. And when Trump was running, I commissioned a guy, believe it or not, in California to make me 500 banners, 2 foot by 6 foot. One of them says Trump for president in 2016, and the other one said Hillary for prison 2016. And we put one on each side of my son's car and parked it out front, right on Government Way.
So I guess we're on the same page. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're on the same page. I'm going to tell you, on my show last week, okay, I keep my show notes. And you know what's funny? I've been keeping my show notes since 2008. I have a file cabinet here. But this one is, I do categories on my radio show, The Armchair Survivalist, economy, health and food, Islam, and then I do something called liberal psychosis. This is the category, party of racism, intolerance, anger, lies, hate, and fear. And if you want to know where the majority of Democrats live in the United States, and I'm talking city by city, okay, you just follow this list. You look where the highest intolerance, gun control, high crime, high taxes, where socialism and communism is promoted as a valid political viewpoint, because, as you know, communism has never been done right yet. High unemployment, what I call the concrete plantations, and this is where the Democrats like to shove as many blacks as possible and then keep them as paid voters. Failed schools, areas of massive government interference in business, sexual disease rampant. Let's see, the dregs of life legally destroying cities like San Francisco, where they promote murder of the unborn, where sexual perversion is promoted to children and taught in schools. I mean, I can go on. I got a list of about 20 more. That's how you tell where Democrats are, because they are everything that America is supposed to not be. They are the true enemy of this state. You know, what the hell, the guy that wrote Huckleberry Finn, remember him? I forget his name.
Yeah.
Okay. He said in 1897, by the end of the century, we'll be hunting Democrats with dogs. And I got a bad feeling that's going to end up like that, because us conservatives can't really get angry like we should, because we're too damn busy working and surviving and paying taxes and doing that kind of stuff and charity work. Whereas the Democrats, their voting base exists through our taxes, like the pink-haired social justice warrior lesbians that are morbidly obese out there screaming about how bad you and I are, about how we're racist and intolerant.
Well, I am intolerant. I am. As a matter of fact, my New Year's resolution over a year ago was to increase my intolerance. Now, it doesn't mean I'm racist. It just means that when I see a couple guys kissing, it makes me want to vomit. And what's the new there's a commercial. I just got an email from Steve Elkins, and I researched it. And yeah, it's absolutely true. TGIF Fridays, the restaurant, has an advertisement, a commercial, video commercial. And they're celebrating. These two guys are celebrating, and then they kiss. On a commercial. So what do I do about that? Well, if I were starving and if I had the inclination to go to a restaurant, I would not pull into their parking lot.
Oh, hell no. Not at all. And then,
yeah.
What about
so I
Walmart?
Am intolerant. I am intolerant. Those guys carry diseases.
Yep.
Kurt and I are making more friends every day. We'll be right back after these future commercial announcements.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us. SE1.US Survival Enterprises. On the internet, Kurt Wilson. And Kurt, when I was growing up, my dad every once in a while would call me Huckleberry Finn. I was always getting in trouble. And yes, it was by Mark Twain.
Yeah, Mark Twain. Samuel Clemens.
So where would you like to? Yes, yeah. Samuel Clemens was his real name. His nom de plume was Mark Twain. And that referred to a measurement system on the rope that they would throw in with a weight into the Mississippi to determine the depth of the river. And so there were marks on this rope, and maybe it was Twain, and they could tell how deep the water was. So he adopted the name Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant writer and man. Kurt, what would you like to talk about today?
Banks, financial system. Yeah. What's happening with us? This is nothing new. I got a lot of your listeners know us. They know Survival Enterprises. We've been around. We've been in business 35 years. I've been on the air 20, and I've always had a big mouth. I've always been politically incorrect for since I was born. And because of me, our company has been under attack for at least 25 years. The FBI would trump up some kind of charges and come after us. The ATF would do the same. The IRS has done it two or three times. Franchise Tax Board, OSHA, EPA, name an agency that can screw with people, and they've tried to screw with us. and they've lost every single time. Well, now these you can call them the establishment, you can call them deep state, and I like to say conspiracy by coincidence. And that's when you get large groups of people that hate you because you are abhorrent to their way of life or their beliefs. Okay? So one of the things that's happening now, and this has been happening for the past couple years, maybe 3 years, is that conservative businesses have been being shut down in a unique manner. Their credit card processing is being canceled. Just bam, bam, bam. We've had four credit card processing companies cancel us in about 2 years. And they do it very simple. You get no warning and no excuse. You get an email that says, you may have violated our terms of service. Nice knowing you. Bye. And you can't contact them because you don't have an active account anymore, so you can no longer talk to them. We've been canceled. Our last one was Square. Square is owned by Twitter, which also owns four or five other processing ways to move money around. One of them is called Cash. That's owned by Twitter. And these are all well-known socialists. So they shut us down. Well, on my birthday, December 10th, I'm running a charge. Boom. It's declined instantly. I'm like, what's going on? And then my wife goes, oh, we just got an email. They shut us down. And there's no name. You can't call anyone. You can't do anything. Now, all of a sudden, we can't take credit cards. And this has been going on and on. But we don't do anything illegal. We don't sell anything illegal. And we've been in business 35 years. Well, I went on the Internet and did some research, and there are thousands of conservative companies that had been using Square, and Square just shut them down on my birthday, December 10th. In fact, on my last show, I had some clips from different people who were on YouTube interviewed by their local television stations complaining about how Square shut them down and locked their money in. Now, I've never trusted banks, especially with credit cards, so I have a special bank account that whenever I run a credit card gets deposited in that bank account. And then once a week, I would pull all that money out and put it in my actual business account. That way, if there's a screw-up, the processing company can't reach into that account and pull money out. So when they shut us down, I only had $5 in there. But still, now, the only way we can take funds is cash, check, money order, gold, silver. And I wanted to talk to you about being able to take a check over the phone. I forgot to call you back about that.
Yeah. Kurt Wilson's with us. We're talking about the current banking environment. I've got a couple exclamation points when he's finished with his comments. We'll be right back.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to his impeachment, President Trump says bring it on and get it moving. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything. Now the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. They happen to have a small majority, and they took that small majority and they forced people.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules.
The CDC says now over 2,500 Americans have been hospitalized because of feeling ill after smoking e-cigarettes. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Plenty of help. That's what we're getting. We're getting it from the banks. We're getting it from the IRS. We're getting it from the states, departments of revenue, and it's unending. Kirk, please continue. We're talking about how much help you've been getting.
Oh, yeah. They help me enough where I have to keep my hand over my throat all the time so I fend off the blades that are trying to slit it. And it's not just me. Again, it's all over the United States. It's a backdoor control to shut us up and put us out of business. But we've been in business 35 years. Hell, I didn't take credit cards until the last 20 years or so. But I have a sign, and here's the funny part. I have a sign on the front door. No checks accepted. I mean, credit cards not accepted. And then on the countertop, another sign, credit cards not accepted. And people come in and get something and hand me a credit card. And my son just shakes his head. He goes, yeah, I told you, Dad. I told you. Nobody reads anymore. So, it's inconveniencing our customers is basically what's happening. And we were set up. We just got set up about 2 months ago to take checks over the phone. Now, most people think that's a simple thing and you could always do it. You could, but you had no security. Now the Federal Reserve or the banking system has authorized taking checks over the phone. And it's a program, and you go online and you type all the guy's routing number in and his bank account number and this and that and the other thing, and boom, you print out an actual bona fide secure check. That's how we're taking our money in from sales on the internet. And it's an inconvenience, but it's secure. It is as secure, if not more so, than using a credit card online. And I'll talk to you about that offline later on, and I'll give you the data who you can call. But that's where we're at now. And
I saw,
again, it's not just me.
Kurt, I bought a truck from a guy, and it was on the internet. And I said to him before I went there, I said, would you take a check? I'll come right now. I'll bring my trailer, and we'll just put this truck on the trailer, and we'll take it back to the farm. He said, sure. I was kind of shocked at that. And so we agreed on the price, loaded on the trailer. I wrote him a check. And here's what he did. He took a picture of my check with his phone. And I never saw that before. And this was several years ago. And he said to me, that's good. I said, tell me, so what do you do when you're not selling, you know, this truck? He said he's the vice president of a bank. Small, you know. So he had a system. He had the application on his phone where he could take a picture of my check, and he knew it was good right then and there.
Uh-huh.
I just want to tell you that this surveillance and database of what we are and who we are and what we do and how we do it, it's there. I mean,
it's getting closer and closer to the a man may not buy nor sell without the mark of the beast. And this mark of the beast is the financial system. I mean, it could be. Because this is how these are people are going out of business because they can't move money. They can't accept money, and they can't use it. It's getting ridiculous.
Kurt, once again, you've proven that you've beaten me. You're in business for 35 years. I just counted up. We've been in business for 30. And well, here's, yeah, we're just getting started. So I got a call from the credit card bank a couple of years ago. The gal said to me, Mr. Finelli?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Vincent Finelli? Yes. We believe that you have some credit cards issued by our bank for people who do not exist. And I said, oh, tell me what you're talking about. And they said, well, for example, Anthony Soprano. Anthony? And I said, yes. What about Anthony Soprano? They said, well, we don't think he's a real person. I said, oh, I have a credit card with the name of Anthony Soprano. And so I said, is he delinquent? Has he committed fraud? Has he never not paid his bill? What's the problem with Anthony Soprano? They said, we don't think he's a real person. What's his Social Security number? I said, I'm not going to tell you. So we hit an impasse, and I said, they shut him down. They shut Anthony down. So I said, you know what? Shut the rest of our cards down, too. So when I travel under alias. I use my real name on the radio, you know, like Michael Savage. That's not his real name. His real name is Michael Wiener. Well, I don't blame them. But with all the wieners out there, I mean, gee whiz.
Well, he lives in San Francisco. So he, who would want to walk around San Francisco with the name Wiener?
Right, right. Get a whole bunch of hands going up saying, me first. Anyway, so I said cancel the whole account. So I had credit cards in the names of aliases, and you know, and it's perfectly legal, absolutely legal. But this bank gave me a hard time, and I said, you know what, we don't want to deal with you. Another bank, we had credit card issued by I think it was MasterCard, and it was GM points. So if you every dollar you spent, you could get up to $3,500 worth of credit on a new GM vehicle, which I've never buy. But anyway, so they shut me down because they said I didn't use the card enough. You know, they reduced the credit card limit to $300. And I said, what can I do with $300? You know, I might be able to get, you know, two tanks of fuel. And that's when, you know, fuel was, you know, almost $4 a gallon. Then we were audited by, when we lived in Virginia, by the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. They audited us for sales tax, and they actually ended up giving us a refund. And then we've been challenged, threatened with theft of our farm by the corrupt state of Missouri because they said we owed them $100,000 in unpaid sales tax. And so what I did was I read the letters from the chief legal counsel of the corrupt state of Missouri, Stephen Sullivan. I read them on the air, and I said, this is what these guys are doing. And believe me, when people get audited by the IRS, they get embarrassed about it. They don't want to tell anybody because there might be some skullduggery there, but not in our case. Our case is there's nothing to find, nothing to do, nothing to pay, and we're not paying it. So I read the letters, all these threatening letters, and they backed down. I had a face-to-face meeting with them, and I told them, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to give you all the credit you deserve. And then he decided that, you know what? They were fishing. They actually came after two of our instructors with the same threats, me and one other guy. The other guy died. His name was Len Pence. He was teaching gardening classes. And, you know, there's no tax on education. So they wanted $8,000 or so from him, or $3,000, for unpaid sales tax. It was absolutely not due. And then, so the last thing I want to say is I was at the bank recently, and I like this particular bank, and they have a new stanchion there that says, wait here, you know, to guarantee the privacy of you. You wait here while others are, you know, ahead of you, that kind of thing. So stand back here so you can't hear. Well, Gal says behind the control tower, all right, so look, you're not going to have access to your funds for 2 days. The guy's making a deposit, right? So he can't get access to his money for 2 days. Next guy. Okay, you can't have access for your to your funds for 2 days. So now they're holding funds. Mm-hmm. Now, and when it came time for me to go up there with Mrs. Finelli, I looked at the sign. I tilted my head sideways. I wanted to make sure I could read it properly. And I said, so I started reading the sign. And I said, what does that mean for us? She said, that doesn't mean anything for you. I said, why? Because we smile? And she said, we don't have anything to worry about with you. So they selectively enforce rules, okay? So the rules are not for us. And I challenge the bank rules all the time. So, for example, if when I get the annual statement that says, or the annual list of fees, you know, transfer by telephone, all these little fees and letters of credit and on and on, I call them up every year and I go, thanks so much. I appreciate this list of fees. They don't apply to us, do they? Oh, no, Mr. Finelli, no, that doesn't apply to you. So, I challenge him all the time.
Insight. I can give you some insight into this holding funds. Are you familiar with the repo rate?
Go ahead. Let's talk about it.
Okay, are you familiar with the repo rate?
Yeah,
Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Okay, so you understand what that is, right?
Yeah, but tell our class so the class knows.
Okay, so here's the thing about banks. They borrow money overnight from other banks so that they can make payments on their giant loans. You know, you might have a loan that you pay $150 a month or $500 a month. No, they have a loan that they pay $1.5 million overnight. So they need funds so that they can do this, so they can proceed with business between banks. This is big. It's like, say, Wells Fargo Branch A wants to buy $500 million worth of mortgages from Bank of America Branch B. So they say, "Yep, we'll take it." But they got and they pull the mortgages over, but they have to transfer funds to them. And now it's not greenbacks. This is numbers, you know, on a computer. But they don't have that funds to draw from. So they have to get it from somewhere. And now they're getting it from the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is pumping, what is it, $60 to $80 billion weekly into this rate because the banks are not, they're not functioning properly enough. So what the banks are doing is when people deposit checks or bring their paycheck into cash or something like that, they're holding it. Now, you might just see four or five people in line that are having their money held for 2 or 3 days. But when you multiply that times 50,000 branches throughout the United States, that's a hell of a lot of money. And they're holding this money so they don't have to borrow so much from the Federal Reserve. You see?
Yeah.
So that's basically, that is the predominant reason that they're doing that. They never used to do it, but now all of a sudden they're having to do this, and it's real. You know, they use your money. They'll actually use that because once it goes into their system, all it is numbers on a computer, and they can use those numbers to pay their bills, to buy things with, and then, you know, in a couple of days you get your money. Your money's released. This is what happens when you really heavily investigate into something. You start discovering all this stuff. Did you know about the Federal Reserve is putting over $500 billion into the repo market between last week and the middle of January? $500 billion.
These are record numbers.
Yes. Oh, unheard of. Not record. Unheard of. Because it means... Mm-hmm. It means the banks are not functioning properly, and they can crash at any moment. There's any second, the banks can start shutting down. In fact, they are shutting down on a test market. Bank of America shut down for 3 days and said, "Oh, it's a fluke." Wells Fargo shut down. Mountain West Bank shut down. First Interstate shut down. Every bank is like being tested to see how bad the reactions are.
Mm-hmm. So. And there's a saying about Wells Fargo, and it goes something like, "How low can Fargo?" Yep. So listen, I will be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us. Kurt, someone I know very, very, very well, went to a gun show here in Missouri, and this young man is a... I was a little less than 30 years old, and he saw a guy walking around with a shotgun that was for sale, and the guy was selling a shotgun. So this young man walked up to him and said, "Are you selling it?" The guy said, yeah, I'm selling it. And our son was the guy, and he said, "May I see it?" And yes, sure. So my son was looking at it, and my son said to him, "So... is there any reason why I would not be able to buy this from you legally? I live in the state of Missouri, and I'm not a felon." And the guy said, "Well, actually, now I'm worried about it. Me, you know, you might be a felon." And my son said, "Are you a felon?" And here's what this was. This guy was a cop. This guy was a cop. He identified himself as a cop after my son asked him a few questions. And my son said, "You know what? Never mind. I'll pass. Thank you." Because our son did not trust the transaction, which would have been perfectly legal, above board, under normal circumstances. But when the police were involved in this, it was a totally different matter. Total distrust. Are you seeing that kind of thing going on where the police are selling guns at gun shows?
What do you mean?
Privately?
I mean that. Of course, they've been doing this for decades. In fact, I mean decades. You got to remember, the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, was founded to destroy private firearm sales within the United States. That was the actual intent. So what they do is they pay law enforcement officers. Anytime a cop will pop somebody at a gun show, they get 10% of whatever funds they confiscate from the guy, whether it's firearms or cash or what have you. Oh, all the time. Cops are at every gun show there is. Everybody's got to listen to this real clear. Every gun dealer, gun show in the United States gives to the law enforcement agency or directly to the ATF a list of their vendors for every show. So if you sign up at a gun show, that your name is given to law enforcement or right directly to ATF. All right? And then they send, there will be at least at any given time, half a dozen undercover law enforcement in a gun show. And they will try and sell crap to you that is illegal, or they will watch for people who are doing something that could be considered illegal. Could be. Not is illegal. Could be. That's what they do. Every gun show in the United States. I don't care who it is, where it is. I don't care if the promoter is your best friend. It doesn't matter. Law enforcement goes in there. Look, we had a gun show in Spokane, Washington, and you would have loved this. So the paper said it's going to be a three-day show. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So myself and my son, because we were looking for Christmas gifts, showed up at about 7 a.m. into this giant parking lot. And there were four or five other cars waiting there. So we get there with donuts and coffee, and we sit and we talk to all the people. You know, there's not that many people waiting. But while we're sitting there, there's like, again, four or five cars, and we're having coffee, and, you know, this white cruiser pulls up with six guys in it. Every single one of them, you look and go, oh, that's a cop. They're in plain clothes. They pull up, and they look around, and there's just these four or five cars there, and they go, oh, crap. And they quickly turn around and take off. Turned out it was a two-day gun show, not a three-day. So we drove 50 miles to have coffee and donuts with some friends of ours. These cops, usually they'll show up when there's a whole bunch of cars in the parking lot. So when they realize there wasn't all these cars there, they turned around and took off. Every gun show, there will be a vehicle there that the cops that drive around, they have forward-facing cameras, rear-facing cameras, and side-facing cameras. And they film all drivers' plates. They film all the cars, all the plates. They just drive through the parking lot. We see it every gun show. And this is what they do. And they have been doing this for decades. People are just now starting to realize it. But when you go to a gun show, especially if it's out of state, park your car somewhere else and then walk to it. I mean, you got to be careful. It's getting worse and worse. And this is the story of the sword of Damocles.
Go ahead.
Do you know the story?
No, go ahead.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. So thousands of years ago, there was this ruler, and his name is Damocles. And he had, they have the same court that everybody does. You know, they have the yes men, the pretty women.
20 seconds.
The advisors. Well, okay, so this yes guy was always complaining about how Damocles had it easy. So Damocles said, you know what? Here, you can be king for a day. So he let the guy go up, sit on his throne, and he was happy. He had beautiful women all day long and food and drink, and then he looks up and sees his sword hanging by a thread above his head. And Damocles leaned over and said, now you know what it feels like to be a ruler. You have this sword hanging over your head at all times. And this is how this government works. They have these swords hanging over our heads. All of these rules and regulations.
Kurt, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, I'll give you a holler later on and tell you about the check.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you.
Ancient aliens, we support right, the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.